Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. What an appropriate day. Any day would be appropriate to be called Turncoat. It's the second day of November 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's cloudy. I don't know that it's going to put out any more precipitation, but we've been getting some rain. I ain't complaining about that. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Wow, all I see is right defined. We'll see what that means when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, right defined. Just claim, semicolon. Legal title, semicolon. Ownership, semicolon. The legal power of exclusive possession. Exclusive possession. And as our rights are unalienable rights, they are exclusive possessions. That means they belong to no other one. If you want to exercise your right, you don't have to tell no one. You don't have to ask no one. You don't have to indicate shit to anybody. You just fucking do it. Because it's your right. Exclusive right. Your exclusive possession. So we have this article here we got today. Let's see what we're going to do with this son of a bitch. Supreme Court looks to medieval England in gun rights case. This is from LA Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreports.com. Now, we have talked about it before. Now, when Germany fell, did they just put another chancellor in there and everything went back to fucking national socialism, Nazism? Or did they cut the motherfucker in half and make half of it under communist law and half of it under fucking European socialism? What happened there, people? When this fucking country was conquered by we, the fucking people, the fucking British law took a fucking hike. The British law was no longer in effect on this fucking land. We wrote new fucking law. And it has nothing to do with, I mean, the people that are out there trying to preach the common law from fucking goddamn England. Get your fucking ass back to England. And you for that, on that crony ass little throne over there, you fucking bitch. You're about to fucking meet American common law. We practice American common law, which is the written, ratified law of December 15, 1791, written, ratified by we the people through our elected representatives. It was the law before it ever got to Washington, D.C., and the notion was put forth to make it as amendments to the first amendments to the Constitution. It was a single body of law, interconnecting. You couldn't violate one fucking section of it without violating the other, and the ninth article sealed the fucking deal. You could never change it. You could never have the power to fucking change it. It is clear. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed, that is, interpreted, as to deny or disparage others, not those ones in the Constitution, others, retained by the people. That would be 1 through 10. On that fucking Bill of Rights. And then you go to the goddamn 10th article. And the 10th article makes it clear that this is applicable to every fucking state. Because I heard some prick saying the other day, only the federal government can enforce federal. This ain't just federal law. This is national fucking law. This is absolute national fucking law. And it belongs to fucking the individual, free, sovereign, national. Each and every one of us, this belongs to us as an exclusive possession. Our rights are abso-fucking-lute. Our jurisdiction is abso-fucking-lute. Now that 10th article fucking clarifies it. In third grade English for you fucking dickweeds on the fucking... See the Supreme Court? In the first place, you cocksuckers can't even exist. You're operating under a fucking false corporation, under a fucking fraudulent fucking goddamn corporate government that was fucking put in place in violation of this very fucking law. The 10th article reads, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That means the powers that we did not give these cocksuckers. Okay? Nor prohibited by it to the states. Now, what's prohibited by it to the states? Everything in those 10 fucking articles. That's what. Those fucking rights are absolute. No motherfucker can touch them. If anybody wants to challenge them, they have to do it in their individual capacity in a common law court under the common law jurisdiction, which has been fucking unlawfully removed by this fucking unlawful fucking corporation known as the United States Corporation. They have no authority. They are a rogue fucking occupation, period. And fucking, you know, Supreme Court, shove it right up your fucking ass. You're not going to fucking do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. The Supreme Court is preparing to decide. You don't decide shit. You don't regulate our fucking right. A right is not regulated. It's an exclusive possession. Remember? I mean, you, what kind of fools do you think you're talking to? You think that you can be protected if this fucking country breaks fucking loose? We've had enough of your fucking shit. You think that there's any goddamn force on this goddamn earth that can stop us from fucking bringing your ass to justice in a common law court, motherfuckers? Because there ain't. The Supreme Court is preparing to decide whether the Second Amendment gives Americans a right to carry a loaded gun when they leave their home. That fucking right is abso-fucking-lute. Well, I don't know. Do I have my due process of the law when I leave my home? You goddamn right. It applies to every fucking single inch of this country known as the United States of these fucking Americans. Every single fucking inch of it. Motherfuckers. And some justices are looking back to the England of 1328 for the answer. English law does not apply in the United States of America. You got that, motherfuckers? We're a sovereign country. We're a sovereign people. And they sure as hell ain't got nothing to say about our goddamn fucking, the law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791. Nothing. Nothing to say about our individual possession of our fucking individual unalienable fucking rights. You pig shit eating motherfucking fat ass whore. Your fucking monarchy's going down. All the monarchies are going down. Go ahead.
Tell me what part of the second article they don't get, that the second article is to blow their brains out of their heads. It has nothing to do with we the people. It is a defense against a tyrannical government, which is way past time to blow these bastards out of their boots.
Oh, absolutely, brother. That's what they fucking know. I mean, this is the most asinine fucking we announced it when the ACLU declared. This is how they think they're going to fight this war. I tell you what, motherfuckers, with the King of England, well, he said he was going to come and take some fucking guns too, wasn't he? And his fucking men got shot in the fucking face. They got shot all the way back to Boston, then hammered with cannon. You know what? There was no fucking government in control of them people. That was natural as it fucking comes. That was their natural rights. That was their natural instinct, protecting their fucking lives, protecting their fucking liberties. And they emphasized this fucking Bill of Rights. And let's go on a little more. At issue is the meaning of the word, of the right to keep and bear arms. We have some doubt about that. Well, no, actually, we don't have any kind of fucking doubt about that at all. Because this was already law. The Bill of Rights was already law. When it was added as amendments to that phony, fucking, unlawful, fucking Constitution, not ratified by we the people. Not ratified by the force. Not ratified by the guns. Ratified by a hand of lackeys that served the fucking aristocracy, and that's it. But it was made clear. Don't look for fucking definitions in 1628. The definition is right here. Right in fucking front of me. And the person who introduced the fucking second article, you know, to be a fucking attached to the fucking Constitution as the Second Amendment, not the Second Amendment, but they were all one amendment, but the person who introduced the fucking second article to this fucking phony-ass fucking Congress, this phony-ass fucking Senate, and this phony-ass fucking so-called judicial, who it isn't a judicial, which was corrected in 1791, which has been unfucking corrected, evidently. These motherfuckers do not understand that they have no goddamn authority. It's just like everything else they're doing in these states with their mandates and their fucking, or their dictates. No, you just do it, well, because we say so, and we will take you to our court. Well, fucking maybe you might. Or maybe you're just walking into what the fucking Kingsman. You're looking for a fucking fight. You found one, motherfucker. Now now as far as definitions go, it's like the Supreme Court. These Supremers, these Supreme people, these goddamn agencies, every fucking one of them is a fucking, goddamn, Esquire, which means they are a servant of the fucking British Crown. Suck my dick. That's what you can do. But this, as far as defining the second article was defined before it was fucking added as amendment. Clearly defined by the man who introduced it. Okay? And it was introduced, just like I'm about to read it to you. It was introduced and it was fucking adopted as written. And as defined right here. There is no other definition. Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. You're going to tell me my birthright fucking doesn't extend outside the door of my house, doesn't extend on every single inch of this fucking country known as the fucking United States of these Americas that our people fucking bled to fucking conquer, that you fucking milked out of us, you motherfuckers? The ultimate power of the sword is not, what can't you fuckers get about it, in the hands of either the federal or state governments. That's pretty fucking clear definition, ain't it? I mean, that fucking clears it right up, doesn't it? The power of the fucking gun, the power of the weapon, the power of the sword, it's not in the hands of the government or the state or the fucking federal government. You got that, motherfuckers? But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. And that's wherever we fucking go, whatever we fucking do. We don't need your goddamn permission to exercise our fucking rights at any quarter within the bounds of these United States, of these Americas. And that fucking District of Columbia is an unlawful fucking creation. That is a part of fucking Maryland by fucking law. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, woohoo! Boy, is that putting it fucking lightly. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizen, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right. That is personal possession. That right is a personal possession. Even charging these goddamn background checks and stuff is fucking goddamn disparagement of that right. Denying it in any way is fucking denying it, and it is a fucking hanging fucking offense, you dirty cocksuckers. It is treason. It's the highest fucking treason you can commit. You are a lower form of fucking life, and you're going to find it out the hard way, I reckon.
Well, Henry, what part they don't get that the change don't supposed to be on we the people, supposed to be the cocksuckers of the so-called government?
Well, of course. They know it. They know it, Dion. They know it well. I mean, they see these motherfuckers, everybody knew this once upon a time. These are the people that work to suppress it. That's why you never see that bill of what you see the Constitution held up on television. You see the goddamn Declaration of Independence written by the hijackers who hijacked a popular fucking uprising and turned it into an effort to fucking make their own fucking corporate aristocracy. You see that? Why don't you ever see that fucking Bill of Rights being held up and fucking quoted? And because that son of a bitch shuts their ass down right now. But we have to fucking enforce it. The militia who are in fact, the militia who are in fact the effective part of the people at large. So who are the militia? They are ourselves. That is the people at large. So we're all the fucking militia. And that means we carry our fucking guns wherever we fucking go. Because we're ready for a fucking fight. We'll form a powerful check on the regular troops, and that's what we're about and fixing to fucking do. And you fucking cocksuckers, you nine son of a bitches up there, you treasonous, you're not even treason. You're fucking foreigners. You're not even a part of this fucking country. Never have been, neither, you are occupiers. And as occupiers, you will swing by the fucking rope. I can just see that fat ass Sotomayor, boom, right down. You got fucking hanging come to you. See, the thing is, they know this shit, people. This is a desperate fucking move. They know what the fucking blowback's going to be. But listen, I mean, they try to turn it around, and they're playing a fucking game with us here, with this article. Let me get a blast of this coffee here. All right. In a dispute to be argued Wednesday, this is this Wednesday coming up, people, a newly strengthened conservative Supreme Court majority will have an opportunity to give or to go even further in broadening the rights of gun owners. No, you don't. You have no fucking authority whatsoever. This is the fucking game they're playing. What the fucking cocksucker can take, the cocksucker can take away. You have no fucking say in this. It's not your goddamn business. You're not even supposed to be talking to it unless you're outside the fiduciary in your fucking private capacity. Then you can talk about it, but in your government fucking punk bitch slave to us fucking position, you have no power over it. You cannot define it. The only way that fucking law can be defined is in a common law court under a common law jurisdiction following the goddamn procedure in them fucking articles in that fucking Bill of Rights, period. And then coming up with a fucking just verdict from a fucking jury of your peers to be read by the foreman of that jury. That is the only way that that law can be interpreted in any fucking way. And you fucking know it. You son of a bitches, the enumeration in the Constitution, that would be, I don't know, the enumeration of the Constitution, certain rights. Well, we got a Supreme Court up here, and they're going to interpret law. No, them motherfuckers were supposed to be put in place to make goddamn sure that the people in the fiduciary did not violate our rights. Because then, I mean, it was a protection for them. Because if they did, we just go tap them on the shoulder, you're fucking under arrest, or I'm fucking, or here's your, or serve them with the fucking suit. For fucking violation of your fucking rights. And then there's no protection for them. It ain't like the guy, well, the attorney general's gonna come in and represent. There ain't no attorney general's office. That was removed in 1791. What they're running right now is just, it's just a rogue fucking goddamn mafia gang. Plain and simple. Because there is no attorney general. There cannot be. It would be a violation of the fucking law. Anyways, let's go on with this a little bit more. See, they're gonna give us better, they're gonna go further with spreading. You don't give us our, you didn't give us our rights to begin with, motherfuckers, and you don't spread them. We spread them. And they're, and the bottom line is, they're fucking limitless anyway. It says, shall not be infringed, period. To bear my fucking arm. What's bear means? It means you hold the son of a bitch. You're bearing it. You're bearing your fucking arm. Shall not be infringed. That means you're not going to tell me I can't step outside my fucking house and do it. That would be an infringement. And I don't need these motherfuckers here on the Supreme Court that, you know, they're talking about they're going to strengthen your rights. No, they're going to try and give the illusion that they have anything to say about it, which they fucking do not. Those fucking rights belong to the people. Not to some fucking goddamn British accredited registry fucking esquires who served the fucking Queen of England. You fat little whore, you hearing me? The late Justice Antonia Scalia sent the court on a search through history when he wrote the first opinion upholding the individual's right to be armed. You had no fucking authority to write that opinion, Scalia. You fucking kid raper. You piece of fucking shit. You had no fucking authority to write any kind of a goddamn opinion with inside the confounds of that limited government. You got that, motherfucker? I'm glad you're dead. None. No authority. You can't have it. The Ninth Article forbids it. Because it would have to come from the Constitution, and the Constitution cannot be interpreted as to deny or disparage. We're not stupid. Until then, the Second Amendment had been interpreted by the court. You have no authority to interpret shit. You got it? The only one that can interpret that common law is we, the fucking people, the common people, in our individual capacities as fucking jurors. You got that, son of a bitch? We're the highest law in this land. We can say, hang your fucking ass, and your fucking ass hangs. That's our authority. And we back it with those fucking guns that you are so fucking afraid of, and you fucking should be. The way you have fucking abused the fucking people, the way you have fucking invaders, you Jew fucking Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers. You got a rope coming to you, don't you? And you're scared shitless of it. You think this is going to back anybody off? You're wrong. Listen to this shit. Interpreted by the court as applying to the state's right to establish a well-regulated militia. The state does not have one fucking ounce of power that doesn't come directly from the fucking people. No fucking government ever did in this fucking country. Ever. And they violate our fucking rights, we fucking hang their fucking asses. That's how it's supposed to work. Rather than an individual right to own guns. Well, it ain't up to you to decide, Scalia, except for yourself as a fucking individual, buddy. That's if you're even an American fucking national, which you probably weren't. Kid booger. But Scalia, who died in 2016, successfully argued for interpreting the Constitution based on what he viewed as the original understanding of its terms. He said the Second Amendment codifies a pre-existing right that was brought from England to American colonies. No, I'm going to tell you where that fucking Second Article right was born. It was born on Lexington Green. And in Concord, when the fucking guns went off, there wasn't no fucking government telling those people they could or could not pull that fucking trigger. The people fucking, that's when that fucking law came into existence, buddy. When those fucking guns went off and fucking redcoats started fucking falling. And then the people came out of their houses all the way back to Boston and fucking riddled your fucking asses. That's when that goddamn law came into being. You got it? Fuck you and your British fucking accredited registry. All you fucking Brits will fucking nuke your fucking ass off this planet if you don't get rid of that fucking bitch and you don't get rid of those fucking monarchies. You're worthless to the world. Okay, but Scalia, who died, okay, we got that. Stand, Second Amendment codifies a pre-existing right. You fucking, no, the right was codified by pulling a fucking trigger at Lexington. That's when it was codified, son of a bitch. Don't you try to go back into fucking English law. We're not English, you son of a bitch. We are fucking American nationals, you son of a bitch. The 5-4 decision struck down an unusually strict gun control ordinance. A strict gun control ordinance. Now, where would that fall in this fucking equation? As a denial and a disparagement. Because there is nothing after that period in the first article that says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. It, period! That's when that occurred. You don't pass no fucking ordinance that violates our fucking supreme superior law, you pissant. We'll fucking blast your ass. Ordinance in Washington, D.C., which ain't even a fucking state, which is a District of Columbia. And no, that's Maryland. That was done in violation of the fucking law. It's a fucking fraud. That's just another part of fucking Maryland. And the Marylanders ought to fucking take the cocksucker back. You can't have no separate place that's going to rule us from a fucking mountain. We'll come up that fucking mountain. And held that law-abiding residents, you people who fucking suck fucking ass, you infringement-abiding sick son of a bitches, had a right to keep a handgun at home for self-defense. You got a right to keep a hand. No, I got a right to keep it. It says every terrible. We read the definition to you at the beginning of this now, didn't we? By the person who introduced it to the fucking Congress. Every terrible implement of the soldier. You got that, motherfucker? Can you understand these words? Do I got to go in and send a copy of Tench Koch to the goddamn Supreme Court? You motherfuckers ain't read that motherfucker yet? I think you have. I think it's what you've been trying to work around for fucking 240 years, isn't it? But you're just getting to the point to where you're about to walk into the fucking jungle, motherfuckers. You are and will not disarm us. Oh, see, it was right here. Where were we? Home for self-defense. Now the court faces a far more consequential decision. No, it doesn't. It has no goddamn authorization, has no authority, it is operating in violation of the 9th article of the People's Ratified Law of December 15, 1791. They need to be arrested, they need to be tried, and then they need to be hung for treason and sedition. Because that fucking law is the absolute law of this fucking land, and it is unalienable. It can't be changed. It's made clear in the 9th article. No power can ever exist in these United States to change that fucking article or to change the rights there in it. Those private fucking possessions that nobody else can fucking interpret but you! Consequential decision in New York. Fuck of all the places. Them, you know, them motherfuckers were the ones that never jumped in the fucking fight. I mean, they were the only ones that voted against secession. You know that, don't you? The fucking Jew Yorkers. That's where this fucking Jew shithole, I mean, that's fucking like Israel too. That needs to be fucking, well, you people in New York, you need to wipe them motherfuckers out. And then you can have a free fucking state like the rest of us. New York case to be heard this week. Do Americans have a right to be armed when they travel in a car? Well, it's none of your fucking business when I'm armed. That fucking second article gives me the right to fucking have a gun any fucking where I am at any time. My rights are not confined to my house. My first article right is not confined to my house. I'm exercising it right now all across this goddamn country and around the world, ain't I? It was never meant to be confined to my house, and you fucking know it, and it can't be meant anything but what we decided is anyway. It's our fucking law. You prick motherfuckers have nothing to say about it, and you better fucking back away from it. You want to fucking hang for fucking treason and sedition? Fucking keep on coming. Keep pushing. Travel in our car, walk down the street, or march in a protest rally. Oh, fuck you. If my fucking rights go with me everywhere I fucking go, they're a part of me. Like my hand. That's been explained what a goddamn natural right is, hasn't it? You think you, nature fucking takes a turn when you walk out the fucking door? Wrong. That's when you step further into nature. And like I said, every fucking right that I have follows me out the fucking door. It rides with me. It's a part of my fucking being. One group of prominent historians recently told the court that even by using Scalia's rationale of relying on the understood gun rights of Old England, fuck Old England. Their laws do not apply here. They after the fucking we kicked their ass and their laws out of this fucking country, it's American law. And there's only one fucking American law out there, guys. It is that fucking Bill of Rights. That is the only American fucking law there is. They've written zillions of fucking ordinances and statutes and all of this fucking shit. But that is the supreme law of this land. All the ordinances, all the statutes, everything they've wrote that contradict that in one tiny little bit, infringe or inspirit, disparage or pretend that there is any kind of authority over we or our fucking autonomy, our fucking false, fraudulent, fucking corporate occupation shit. And they need to be shot out of this fucking country. Forthwith. England, the court should conclude there is no right to carry a weapon in public. Well, you just conclude the fuck out of it. And then you come and fucking enforce it. You want a gunfight every fucking where you run into somebody, motherfucker?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what they're trying to do as you read this? They are trying to put in our heads that they are the one that gave us the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
And you just, that's what they're trying to do.
But they're not. We gave ourselves, especially that second article, like I'm saying, well, the second article, it actually came from here with this, some matchlock back in, no. The second article for the United States of these fucking Americas came on December 19th, 1775, at fucking Lexington Green. That's where that fucking right came from. Right from the barrel of the fucking gun. Right down the king's fucking men's throat. That's where it came from, and that's where it'll come from again. They said England had, quote, no right to carry firearms or other dangerous weapons in public based on a generic interest in self-defense. For centuries, both England and America have American law have restricted individuals. See, we've been denying and disparaged. We've been fucking violating that second article for years. And they have. There's about 40,000 fucking violations on it right fucking now. The 1968 Gun Control Law. Fucking Gun Control Act. That is a denial. That is a disparagement without due process of the fucking law. You think we don't know how the instrument works, you fucking assholes? You can't just, but when you used to get out of goddamn prison in this country back in the fucking, I mean, I don't, probably the, you know, the late, early 1800s, they gave you a fucking rifle and fucking some money and a horse. They gave you a rifle as you went out the door of the fucking jail. You got that, son of a bitch? Every terrible implement of the soldiers, our fucking right. It's our birthright. You try to take our birthright away from us, and you will, this fucking country will fucking bleed like it's never fucking bled before, I guarantee you that. Individuals' right to publicly carry arms. It is a goddamn right. See, you're talking about, we're going to talk about your right. Well, you can't talk about my right. My right's individual possession. It's mine. Only I can fucking just have anything to do with that fucking right. You can go fuck around, play around with your own fucking right. Go in the bathroom and play with your own fucking right. You don't fucking fuck with my right. It's like when some son of a bitch gets shot on the other side of this fucking nation. Well, we need to take all the guns away from everybody. Fuck you. I'm called an individual. And I'm entitled to fucking individual fucking procedural due process of the fucking law as an individual. I don't give a fuck what somebody did in Florida. I don't care if they mowed a whole fucking goddamn queer disco lounge down. I don't give a shit. It has nothing to do with me and my individual possession, my right, that cannot be touched. that I have the right to fucking reemphasize, just like my fucking great 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 grandfathers did at Lexington and Concord. We will reemphasize it to you. You'll know where that fucking right comes from. It comes from the barrel of the fucking gun of the individual. Because we are individuals. We are not a collective that you fucking control. We are not a collective that you get to regulate or fucking judge, you motherfuckers. You are supposed to be apart from us. And you're going to be apart from us. We are going to blow your fucking asses out of this fucking country. You criminal, slime, son of a bitch and mafia motherfuckers. See, that's how, you know, people, you don't hear about the big mafias anymore. Because the mafia is the goddamn international corporate mafia. They're doing it right in your fucking face. And to say something like this, this is, fuck you, this ain't a declaration for war, of war for you, you're not a man. Carry guns, especially in populated places and especially in the absence of a special need for self-defense. I don't gotta have no fucking goddamn qualification for a fucking right. It's an absolute fucking possession, an individual possession of mine that you have no fucking say over whatsoever. Mine, mine, mine. Just like Dion's is Dion's, Dion's, Dion's. It don't matter what some fucking anybody else does. It ain't got nothing to do with us. And if we had our common law fucking courts in place, well, I guarantee you this would be a hell of a lot more peaceful fucking place. If everybody had a fucking gun and understood the law and understood their rights to fucking be left the fuck alone, I guarantee you it'd be a pretty fucking wild for a few fucking weeks. But then, man, fucking, it'd be polite society. It'd be what it was supposed to fucking be. There'd be no son of a bitch coming up there telling you, you'll do as I say just because I say. Boom! Well, there goes his fucking head. Who wants to speak next? You fucking son of a bitches, you know you do not have authority over we, the fucking individual free sovereign nationals, this goddamn country. You know it! The rest of you out there that just can't seem to fucking cop to it or stand up for it. Those fucking rights belong to you as an individual. I don't care about somebody else's rights in fucking Florida. If somebody goes out and kills somebody, you think about it. Somebody goes in the fucking fag nightclub, whacks fucking 20 people with the fucking pistols, and comes out and he's fucking captured, he's tried, he's hung for murder. End of fucking story. If it's in the common law. These motherfuckers, we want to work on hypotheses. We want to work on hypotheses. Well, you're not going to work on hypotheses with my fucking rights, motherfucker. They're absolute. They are not theories. And no fucking theory applies to them. They are mine. They are mine exclusively. They are unalienable. And I don't have to have nobody's permission to exercise those fucking rights. Especially when you think that you say something like this. You fucking try to fuck with our guns, you motherfuckers. We'll show you how individual that fucking right is. You fucking scum-sucking pieces of dog shit. Let's see. A little bit more to go here, I'm sure. Beginning in the late 1200s, kings had issued proclamations prohibiting being armed when traveling in public or entering the city of London, the group noted. And in 1328, the Parliament adopted... Where in the fuck are we? In England? I'm sitting here in the United fucking States, and England can sit on my fucking middle finger and rotate. Fuck you! Fuck your fat little fucking queen! Fuck your soldiers! Fuck every fucking one of you! You got nothing to say about what I do. I don't give a fuck what kind of shit you ate in the past.
Henry, now wait a damn minute. Didn't we fight against that? Literally makes no sense. We fought against that type of crap, didn't we? Fight against that?
That's what they told us in school, Dion.
Exactly. Motherfuckers. This makes no damn sense.
It does. You read that Bill of Rights, it makes perfect sense. They cannot have their New World Order with that procedural due process left in place. The protection for the procedural due process is that gun. See, they can't. They want it. Like I said, if they could take our fucking guns, they would already did it, people. Think about it. But they want it. They want to confine. It seems like this trying to confine us in the home with COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. They're trying to, now they're going to try and confine, make us afraid to take our guns out the door. You motherfucker, I come out the fucking door, you better be out of my fucking way. That's all I'm fucking telling you. You fucking try and block my fucking free passage in this goddamn country where, that belongs to me. You try to deny my fucking absolute possession of my fucking right. I'll do what my fucking ancestors did at fucking Lexington and Concord, and I will put a bullet right through your fucking mouth. It's that fucking simple. And the next person will do the same. I may go down, but my once we start fucking, once this shit breaks loose, you motherfuckers are going to get what you fucking deserve. I have no doubt in my goddamn mind about it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered what I'd done. Looks today but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:50 Pacific Time. Of course, that was Hogdo with Gitsong. That's what these fuckers are fixing to do. You know, they keep talking about they want to define. The Supreme Court needs to define the second article or any of the fucking articles. The first article, they need to know. When those motherfuckers were fucking added as amendments, they were already law. Make sure you understand that. It was already the law of this fucking land before it was added to that phony fucking constitution. But even as they were adding it to that constitution, of course it had to be defined. Get real. The definitions, just like the one from Tench Koch, are in the goddamn Library of Congress. You don't gotta define shit, motherfucker. You just gotta obey it. And that's what you're afraid of. Because that son of a bitch was put in place to get rid of motherfuckers like you. Who think you're going to exercise tyranny over our people. Who think you're going to subjugate us with a fucking unlawful act of creating a fucking corporation. Chartering a corporation in violation of the Ninth Article without authority. Everything they've been doing is just out without authority. They're fucking doing it. They need to be knocked on their fucking ass. They have become errant. Arrogant. It's time to fucking stomp them. Onward. Okay, let's see here. The statute, which stayed on the books until the mid-20s, it was armor. Oh, no, here we are. We were talking about that. Yeah, that's what Dion got mad about. And in 1328, the Parliament adopted the statute. Fuck the Parliament. It has nothing to do with this fucking country. It ain't a part of this country. It's another fucking country. They can fuck themselves, just like Kim Jong-un can fuck himself. I don't give a fuck what his fucking laws are. I do give a fuck what my fucking laws are. And my laws were fucking ratified December 15, 1791, and they are abso-fucking-lute. They are fucking backed by the barrel of my fucking gun. And the barrel of every free fucking man's gun in this goddamn country. And free woman's gun. Because these women can fucking shoot, too. We are going to fucking rip your fucking asses apart, you arrogant motherfuckers. Okay, let's see here. Let's see, in 13 and 28, the Parliament adopted a statute of Northampton, which said, no man, great or small, except the king's servants. See, these motherfuckers, they're acting more and more like the goddamn dukes and duchesses and kings and queens. I told you they want their corporate fiefdoms, where we make the laws, And only the people around us who enforce our laws have the guns. That's why we can enforce them on so many people. Because we disarmed you. Look at the fucking Australians. Hey, Australians. Guess you shouldn't let them have your fucking guns, huh? Guess you should have just shot the fuck out of them because you could have done it real fucking easy. It would have been a cakewalk. But you fucking listen to them, son of a bitches. Why people continue to listen to these motherfuckers? Cowardice. 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 If they say no, are you going to walk out that fucking door? I am. I guarantee motherfucking to you I am. But you see, they're not, this is actual case. What they're talking about is about, rather they can give you more freedom saying that you can go out your door. Of course you fucking can. Your goddamn rights aren't confined to your house. Get real. None of them. They're unalienable. And they cover every square inch, and they talk about fucking public building and shit. They cover that too. That's another disparagement. That's another denial that you're gonna fucking hang for, son of a bitches. Anyway, we were at Northampton, which said, no man, great or small, except the king's servants in his presence, shall go nor ride armed by night or by day in fair. Fuck you and this old fucking horse shit from a fucking piece of fat shit sitting on a fucking throne, probably in his own shit because he's so fucking drunk, piss all over his fucking lap. With the fucking goddamn cardinal standing beside of him, fucking patting him on the head and said, this is what God said you want. Well, shove it up your ass. I ain't accepting it. I got what I want. I just need to enforce it. That's all. Anyway, and their bodies to prison, markets, nor in no part elsewhere, or forfeit their armor and their bodies to prison at the king's pleasure. You fucking think you're going to take us at your fucking pleasure? I promise you it ain't going to be no fucking pleasure. I'll even promise your goddamn fucking Blackwater USA it ain't going to be no fucking pleasure. Unless you think being skinned to fucking live and tied to a fucking to a tree and covered with fucking pitch and lit on fire is fucking pleasurable? We have the right to do whatever we have to fucking guard our fucking right, our liberties and our freedoms. Plain and simple, we never signed on to no Geneva Convention, dickweeds. A corporation did that does not represent the free individual sovereign American nationals. Got it? And you fuckers at the top, man, you motherfuckers you that think you can pull this fucking shit off. Napoleon thought he could do it. Alexander thought he could do it. Fucking, Caesar thought he could fucking do it. You're not going to do it. Wow. That's interesting. Anyway, where are we here? This statute, which stayed on the books until the 20th century and was adopted by several colonies in the late 1700s. Oh, it was adopted by colonies in the 1700s. Remember we got the book, what's it called? What the hell is that son of a bitch? The Birth of the Bill of Rights. They talked about Bill of Rights that they had in the colonies. They said, you know what they said about them? They were ignored. We don't have to give you subjects. I mean, yes, it says that, but fuck you. You're a subject. I'm a lord. You bow at my feet, or I'll have you put in a stock and beat you with a cat of nine tails. You gonna fuck this way you want, bitch? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Got it? This statute, which stayed on the books until the mid-20th century, was adopted by several colonies in the fucking 1700s. I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. You can't appreciate if you keep it under your hat. The fucking colonies don't exist no more. The fucking Confederacy doesn't exist no more. The fucking Republic doesn't exist anymore. The only fucking left thing that is left in this country that exists is the people and the Bill of Rights and their willpower to fucking enforce the law of this fucking land. That they would not become fucking subjects. That they would live their own fucking wills. That they would live in happiness and not in servitude to you motherfuckers. Especially you nine fucking pieces of dog shit. The Supreme Court. You are beneath me. You better fucking remember that. Beneath me. And whoever wants to die for this fucking shit, get with the goddamn program. We're sick of listening to your fucking threats. But see, this whole thing here was supposed to be a real pop. I'm sure there was a lot of goddamn NRA members and stuff that's reading, well, you know, that's right, man. They should try to get that 1328, that British law, and insert that British law. That British law cannot be inserted in the common law court, people. That British law is irrelevant in a common law court. The fucking Bill of Rights is the common law for the United States of these Americas. And that fucking British law, fucking goddamn Australian law, fucking North Korean law is all fucking irrelevant in the fucking American fucking common law court. You got that? Only thing that's relevant is our law. And our law ends in a fucking period on that second article. Shall not be infringed, period. What they're trying to tell you here is we've already broken the law all over the fucking place, so we can break it again, right? We're going to show you, because we're going to see here, we're going to act like we're doing something for you and establish the fucking a precedence for us breaking the fucking law. No, you ain't. No, you fucking ain't. You motherfuckers had better fucking back away from this, and you better get the fuck away from we the fucking people. We're sick of your asses. I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I am motherfucking sick of these motherfuckers. You ain't touching one of my goddamn rights, you motherfuckers. That's my personal fucking property. Personal property. That means I say how it's fucking used. Me. And only me. And that goes for Dion. And that goes for the rest of the people fucking listening. It's your individual fucking right. See, that's why I keep going. They try to treat us. They want to treat us like a collective. Your rights are a collective right. No, they fucking ain't. They can't get that through. That's why they can't break the fucking Bill of Rights. They have to break the Bill of Rights. They can have no New World Order. But they can't break it. Because it is individual fucking rights. If they could convince everybody, well, no, if this is democracy, I heard it 50 times a day. Democracy. This ain't no fucking democracy, people. It was founded, supposedly, as a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Look up a republic and look up a fucking corporation that it is. That they made it in violation. It's a clear violation of the Ninth Article. Nobody ever fucking argued that. Because it was within the fucking government they were doing this. Just like the shit with the COVID shots. See, they're only invoking what power that they do not have, because you could always yank them out of there because they're violating your fucking rights and take them into a common law court and hang them. But they're only invoking it upon the fucking federal employees, the state employees, the people who have become federal and state employees by accepting license to do fucking commerce. It was that commerce cause. It was that general welfare cause. And the Bill of Rights was not writing off no old English fucking horse shit. It was written right off the Anti-Federalist Papers. Plain and simple. Read them. It was to check what the Anti-Federalists saw these cocksuckers were going to do. Plain and simple. Anyway, think about it, and think about your personal, individual fucking right that they think they're going to... I mean, people are going to tell you, oh, this is a good thing. No, it ain't. British law is in Britain. American law is here in America. We run the fucking British out of here. Got it? And we ran their fucking law out of here. Our law is that Bill of fucking Rights. All of it. You can't take no part of it. But see, what do they want? They want the enforcement mechanism. The other enforcement mechanism was your goddamn fucking common law courts. You can't just get rid of the common law. What the fuck do they... How did people allow that to happen? Should have shot them in. They can't remove your goddamn authority. That's like attempting a coup. You got the way somebody attempts a fucking coup on you, you got the right to fucking blow their ass away. They attempt to fucking enslave you, subjugate you, you got the right to blow their fucking ass away. Proven by the people at Lexington and Concord. And that is where the fucking United States common law, ratified December 15, 1791, began. We're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And just think about it. Think about the arrogance of these fucking bastards starting to talk. Now they're starting to talk about the royalty and how we're going to bring the royal fucking decision. Fuck you. You better keep your fucking shit over in England is what you better do. And that is the word from the trenches.